I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Although Libya's rebels appear to have won the battle, the war over unity is coming. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says freedom may yet be a dream, especially for Christians. Libya heavily persecuted believers, especially those who converted from Islam. Pray, despite the persecution, the underground church survives as a remnant.
There is a vibrant group of believers that are sharing the gospel. So while I would say a remnant, I think, is a fair description, don't be confused into thinking that there aren't on-fire believers there, because there absolutely are.
We turn next to China, where teaching English is a multi-billion dollar industry. Young people are especially eager to learn English as a means to a brighter future. China Partners' Eric Berkland says English camps are a gospel opportunity. China Partners working closely with a pastor in Sichuan Province. Their purpose is not to evangelize. Rather, they mean to teach English well and sow the seed of the gospel. Time and again, this approach has proven successful.
Relationships start to develop, and then you have many chances to share about your personal faith. So you can share the gospel without being preachy.
And November is National Adoption Month in the United States. Now, it might seem like a ways off, but Bethany Christian Services is already preparing for Orphan Sunday. Along with that, there are other festivities that go along with the month of celebration and prayer for orphans across the globe. And this year, Bethany is offering free resources that include sermons, presentations, and more for you and your church to get involved. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to go on a short-term mission trip but can't afford it? Well, how about a free trip to either India or Nepal to deliver blankets to the needy? Win the Global Action Mission Trip Contest, and you can go for free. If you've never been there before, you qualify. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.